Well, there is a bonanza of spirits and dreams and angels flying around on this wonderful night, the whole season for that matter, of Advent. Can you hear the whisper of God tonight? For the gospel challenges on this, to listen and to wonder. It's a magical and majestic time. Tonight, most of all, the culmination of watchful expectation. Whether you're young and old, we can all benefit from the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we receive, such as wisdom, piety, and knowledge. But tonight, let's look at one of those childlike gifts. It's the gift of wonder. Wonder. Can we wonder while we wonder, like the shepherds? Wonder at the birth of a child in an animal feed trough. Wonder at the wonderkind who was born to us, the Christ child. On this wonderful evening, a child's wonder can be so pure, but so can an adult's. The definition of wonder is to be in awe, an aha moment, a wow. And I hope you have those tonight, that sense of wonder, that awe-ness of God on this Christmas Eve. Indeed, a sense of wonder is a precious, delicate thing needed by both young and old. I didn't tell you earlier, I'm a high school teacher. I teach in a northern suburb of Chicago, and I treasure the wonder of the students that I have. When they ask me questions like, if I bless Lake Michigan, does a whole lake turn into holy water? I wasn't sure how to answer that one. I said there must be a reception of faith. It just doesn't happen necessarily to the whole lake. But the recipient has to have faith. I love curiosity. I love wonder. Call it childlike naivete. I call it faith. Recently, I saw a film last week that inspired wonder. It's called Exodus. Anybody seen Exodus? Just came out. Moses is played by an actor with a terrific first name of Christian and the intriguing biblical last name of Baal. What a combo. Christian Baal. He does a good job. So I read about the movie before I went to see it. An article in the New York Times quoted the director of the film who said, "My film is more of an adventure extravaganza as opposed to a religious story." Well, that didn't really sit well with me. But then I thought of the word adventure. And what's the root word of that? Advent. Adventure. So maybe the release of Exodus was timely during the season of Advent. Adventure. How has your adventure been the last couple weeks? I hope it's been absent of the plagues that go down in that film very dramatically, but full of spiritual movement and magical happenings and wonder. We all need wonder, don't we? To be awestruck by something. One of the most intriguing and perhaps controversial aspects of the film Exodus is the portrayal of God. Guess who the director has God be? An 11-year-old boy. I find that very intriguing. He looks like a little Bedouin. By most scripture standards, this is hard to digest. The only reference of God being like a child is in God's whisper to Elijah in the Book of Kings, where God is not in the earthquake, he's not in the fire, but in a soft, pure voice, a whisper. And here we are on Christmas Eve, as we listen for that soft, pure voice, a whisper of God, and God comes to us as a beautiful child. Whisper I can work with. Advent I love. I hope you do too, with God appearing in that film and to us tonight as a child. When I ask students of mine to read the book Exodus, the part when God reveals himself to Moses isn't easy. For God tells Moses his name. It's I am who am. The abbreviation in Hebrew is YHWH. But it's tough to pronounce. Have you tried to pronounce that? We add vowels to make it happen, but can you pronounce it as Yahweh, but without the vowels we add? How about this? Y-H-W-H. It's hard to pronounce without those vowels, isn't it? Maybe they weren't supposed to be added. It reminds me of the wind that comes to us. Jesus, like a baby sigh, a breath of God's love for us, is a whisper, a whisper. This is it, Christmas, when God is made incarnate with a breath, a soft prodding, perhaps like a baby sigh, as a baby, as a divine child. Notice in tonight's gospel who the angel breathes the announcement on first. It's not the Magi. The kings will come in Matthew. But in the gospel of Luke that I just read, the first people to hear about Jesus' birth are the shepherds. Luke likes to empower people, women, the sick, the marginalized. That's why I love the gospel of Luke. The poor, the lowly, the young, the vulnerable. So let's announce the birth of Jesus to one another. Go ahead and breathe on one another. Because you'll be breathing on you like the sound of God is, the whisper of God. I hope you feel God. And excuse me if you allow me to announce the birth to the most vulnerable, like the Gospel of Luke does, to the littlest ones. And I'll take a risk here, but I'd like to announce the birth of Jesus through a nursery rhyme. Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, her lamb was sure to go. The lamb followed her to school one day, school one day, school one day. The lamb followed her to school one day, which was against the rules. And this baby is going to break a lot of rules. Jesus, our stand-in here, this beautiful child, is our representative of the Christ child. This child is going to bring love to the world. This child is going to change the world. This child is going to save the world with compassion and mercy, forgiveness, love, perseverance, courage. But most of all, this child is going to bring faith to the world. Yes, she will. And so the children laughed and played, laughed and played, laughed and played. And so the children laughed and played when Mary the Lamb was on the scene. Mary's Lamb was on the scene. And here we go with Mary. Mary's child, the Lamb of God. She's being very good, isn't she? And so the teacher turned it out, turned the lamb out, turned the lamb out. I like to think the teachers were the Pharisees who didn't like the message of this little lamb. But still the lamb lingered near. Still the Lamb of God, lingered near. So I have this baby representing Christ tonight. May you open your hearts to the Christ child that comes. And this beautiful child represents the love that Jesus has for each of you on this blessed evening. And listen for the night wind that blows quite strong tonight, that breath of God. Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see way up in the sky, little lamb? Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite." Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Little rattle over there. A song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea." And finally said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light." For God's on the move tonight, my friends. God is whispering to us. And Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, oh, how her lamb was sure to go. Amen.